This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Today is August 18th, 2008. And I have a very important message today from the Word of God. And God's Word brings absolute truth, absolute perfect truth, total contrast and conviction of our world, our experience, both secular and spiritual. We need the Word of God to speak to us. It is a living Word of God. It is as a powerful, sharp, two-edged sword, and it cuts asunder between the joint and the marrow. It reveals the truth. And God's Word be feared. God's Word be respected. He has gone through great lengths to get us the Word of God recorded. The text from Amos chapter 5. Hear ye this word which I take up against you, a lamentation, O house of Israel. The virgin of Israel's fallen. She shall no more rise. She's forsaken upon her land. There's none to raise her up. For thus says the Lord God, this city that went out by 1,000 shall leave 100, and that which went forth by 100 shall leave 10 to the house of Israel. For thus says the Lord unto the house of Israel, seek ye me, and you shall live. But seek not Bethel, nor enter into Gilgal, and pass not to Beersheba, for Gilgal shall surely go into captivity, and Bethel shall come to naught. Seek the Lord, and you shall live. Israel and Judah are God's own people, his heritage, a distinct people that God gave grace. He revealed himself. He delivered them from Egypt, from the gods of that land, from the Pharaoh, part of the Red Sea, delivered them by as they had faith in the Passover lamb, which was foreshadowing of Jesus Christ. God, with many signs and wonders, confounded the wicked doers, those that hated him. But he was to be respected and loved. And Israel and Judah have gone in great error, and those things are written for our admonition and learning. And it's an absolute fact that anyone that thinks they can commit the same sins of Israel and Judah and not receive the same judgment is deluded. If God put these things in a book that was for us to learn from, how should we think we would escape if we do the same sins? The sins of idolatry, taking other gods, or even the sin of loving God and loving other gods. And keep in mind that to be covetous, desiring temporal things, is idolatry. Illicit fornication, illicit sexual desire. Remember, God is looking at our heart, not just the behavior. If you've lusted after a woman from your heart, you have committed adultery. If you have hatred in your heart towards your brother, you've murdered. This is a very important thing because God has blessed the nation, the United States of America. It has a heritage. It has an experience of God, just like Israel did. And in this text, God is saying that Israel's fallen. And she's not going to rise up. And when there would be death, or 1,000 would be turned into 100, and 100 would be turned into 10, a slaughter. But the Lord is saying, seek me. And you'll live. But if you don't seek me, you will die. But seek me. God has no desire that people would die. The people are hard-hearted, hard-headed, and determined to do their own thing. And God, this scripture is so important because, you see, they would trust in Bethel. Or they would trust in Gilgal. Now, what are those? Those are places of an ancient, old experience with God. Bethel was a place of revelation where Jacob had of the revelation of the ladder up into heaven, where angels of God ascended and descended. And Gilgal was the place where the people of God had passed over the sea at the hand of Joshua. This is the temptation in the flesh, and even religious flesh. People that are religious, that have a form of godliness, but deny the power of godliness. appearing righteous, but really being corrupt on the inside. But people that think that church is going to a certain location, a place, a building, where religious activity takes place. And just the same thing as it was with the days of Jesus. The religious system in that day was corrupt for the most part, and God's glory had departed. It was a form. It might have been beautiful on the outside, ornate, polished, but Jesus even likened the Pharisees to be like polished white sepulchres, beautiful, ornate on the outside, but on the inside, death and defilement and stench. So God here is saying, don't think that Bethel's anything. Don't think that Gilgal's anything. Just because it was a blessed place or a place where God had done something in the past, today, we're to have daily bread. We're to have a daily feeling of the Lord. We're to be hearing His voice, seeking His face, and delighting in Him. But not trusting in those ancient places or trusting in a church building or trusting in a religious experience of the past and going on in our own carnal ways. God will not accept that. And so he goes on in verse 6 and says, Seek the Lord and you shall live, lest he break out like fire in the house of Joseph. You know, isn't it interesting that in the book of Revelation 11, verse 8, it's talking about the two witnesses, but listen to what God says about Jerusalem. Is not Jerusalem the place where Jesus was crucified? It says that the dead bodies of these righteous two witnesses, their dead bodies would lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. See, people think again, because of the historical beauty or the historical blessing of God in the ancient times, that when it becomes corrupt, they think it still means of something of value to God, and it doesn't. For God to call Jerusalem his land, Sodom and Egypt, which he detested and destroyed, we ought to regard God and respect the Lord. We're looking, we have no continuing city. We're seeking one to come. And this is why we bear the reproach of Christ. We come outside of a corrupt system, come outside of the world, separate ourselves in Jesus Christ, become salt of the earth, a light, and separate unto him. Because his kingdom is coming, and he will come down with new Jerusalem and create eventually a new heaven and a new earth, wherein dwells righteousness. But this is an ominous word, ladies and gentlemen. Jerusalem is called Sodom in Egypt. In Ezekiel 16, God's own people, his beautiful one that he loved and was married to, became a harlot. And this whole chapter in Ezekiel 16 is so grieving, and he likens her to Sodom and Gomorrah. Verse 48, as I live, says the Lord God, Sodom, your sister, has not done, she nor her daughters, as you've done, you and your daughters. Behold, this was the iniquity of your sister Sodom: pride, fullness of bread, and abundance of idleness was in her and in her daughters. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy. And they were haughty and committed abomination before me. Therefore, I took them away as I saw good. Do you see this? These sins are the sins of the United States of America. And it doesn't matter that God blessed this nation. It doesn't matter that this nation has done many good things. God is looking for obedience and not sacrifice. And to hearken is better than the fat of rams. This nation is guilty of pride, of fullness of bread, abundance, restaurants on every corner, abundance of idleness, pleasure, taking it easy, and it's all been abused for self, the individual, and not helping the needs of others. God's judging this, and haughtiness, and committing abomination. This nation is a fornicating nation. It has mixed a cup of elixir of the wrath of its fornication and has given it to the world to drink, thus defiling the world as Babylon. Babylon, that great harlot. In Matthew 11, verse 23, Jesus was talking about this. Listen, "And you, Capernaum, which art exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which have been done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in that day of judgment than for you." Here's a location called Capernaum, which it was exalted and elevated up. But God says, "I'm bringing you down." And there had been many mighty works of the Lord in that place. There was no excuse. They should have known better. For what was done in Capernaum is the same thing that the Lord would say today to the United States of America. The grace that God gave you, the honor, the blessings, the peace, the prosperity, the prestige. You've been exalted, O nation. But you trust now in your weapons. You trust in your leaders, and they have become corrupt. They're like ravening wolves. And your spiritual leaders have forsaken you and sold you out for nothing, and have not given you the true word of the Lord, but have given you chaff. Repent. This nation is coming down. It'll be brought down as a great sign to the world that to fear the Lord. It'll be more tolerable in the day of Sodom than this country. The people of God of ancient Israel, they bore the tabernacle of Moloch and Chiun, your images, the star of your God, which you have made to yourselves. This is in Amos 5, verse 26. Did you ever wonder where the Star of David comes from? This is quoted in Acts chapter 7 as well. "Yea, you took up the tabernacles of Moloch and the star of your god Remphan, figures which you made to worship them, and I will carry you away beyond Babylon." People need to discern. Look at the truth. Things aren't as they appear. This is why we study the scripture, because it brings contrast. What is godly? What is not? What is spirit? What is flesh? What is carnal? What is eternal? The Star of David is the highest emblem of the occult that you can have. Israel, Jerusalem, is called Sodom in Egypt. In the United States, though it was blessed at one time, is exalted, will be brought down because of its iniquity. And the Lord is to be feared. The Lord is to be regarded. Seek the Lord and live. As this wonderful word in Amos 5 is declaring, seek him. Don't trust in Bethel. Don't trust in your old religious experience of years ago. But seek him. Seek the Lord and you shall live. Repent. Repent after a godly sort. And God will forgive you and abundantly pardon. Seek him while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Let the wicked man forsake his way. We're looking for an eternal kingdom that has no end, with a righteous Lord, a beautiful Lord Jesus Christ, wherein dwells light, and his fullness and his presence will endure forever.